Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
It is, that's a weird noise, by the way. It's just weird noise for a human being to be making. But it's appropriate because tonight is my pillow night. The pillow apocalypse has begun. All the way from whatever planet he came from, Mr. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, is here to finally answer the question, what if Ted Lasso was on the FBI watch list? Mike, you know, was here once before, a couple of years ago, and he must have had fun because he's been very anxious to come back.
Hey, Jimmy, how was your new year? I'd love to come on your show, Mr. Jimmy. I would like to talk to old Jimmy Kimmel again. I would love to come on your show. Jimmy, if you'd like me to come on your show, here I am. Heck, I think we got our anniversary coming up, Jimmy. So we could, that would be a good thing. We could do it. I'm in L.A. I'll be in L.A. I'm going to be here all week. I'll come on your show anytime, and I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm saying, yes, Jimmy, I will come. Jimmy, you'd probably double your audience. I got new stuff, Jimmy. How about we get together, Jimmy? Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy. 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 Call me up, Jimmy. Call me up and tell me what time you want. I'll be there. Jimmy, I haven't heard from you. It's not funny anymore, right?
No, it's still funny. In fact, it kind of gets funnier as it goes on, but... Well, we missed Mike, so we accepted his request on one condition. I told Mike he's welcome on the show if he agreed to do the interview from inside a Dave and Buster's claw machine. And guess what?
Jimmy Kimmel has Mike Lindell, I don't know, round three or four. Thank you for putting yourself through what Jimmy Kimmel's going to put you through, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody, I'm going to be inside of a claw game, inside of a, you know, where they grab the stuff because he doesn't want, you have to be vaccinated there, so he's went for his protection.
No, well, hold on, I do want to make something clear. I did not insist that Mike be in a claw machine because he's not vaccinated. I insisted he be in a claw machine because it's hilarious. This isn't a political statement, this is... just for fun. And Mike has had a busy week. You know, he decided to run for chairman of the Republican National Committee. There were 167 votes cast. He got 4 of those, so he didn't win. But he claims Ronna McDaniel, who did win, asked him to spearhead an elite unit of election conspiracy investigators.
One of the things, though, I want to say is we need to hold the RNC accountable. They did say, I will work with Mike Lindell. I can't wait to work with Mike Lindell. Well, when you work with me, it's election crime, not a weak word like election integrity. It's called the election crime. We're going to talk later in the week. We're setting up the election crime unit, Steve. So everybody stay tuned. It's going to be big.
Right. It's going to be you. Why do I have the feeling this will be headquartered in the back of a van in Mankato, Minnesota? Mike Lindell's election crime unit, it sounds like it would be a great primetime show for NBC.
Right. Just forget about the evidence. Why? What are you hiding? Hey, will you guys finally look at this evidence? Would you get a cyber guy? I'm going to show you inside a Dominion machine, everybody. Right there. Keep going down. Stop. Inside the machine. This is real-time crime. You can't deny it. I don't know if you can see this, but there's stars and stripes on here. Or stripes, I guess. Those are our machines, and we demand to look inside and get rid of them. Melt them down and use them for prison bars, like I said. You talk about evidence. We had enough evidence to put everybody in prison for life, 300 and some million people.
Well, you're moved, Dick Wolf. I would watch that. I would watch the hell out of that. Maybe you could team up with the Space Force and fight election crime in other galaxies, too. We have quite a lineup of guests tonight. Pamela Anderson, the CEO of MyPillow, and Fallout Boy. It's like Mad Libs 95. You know, Mike Lindell's buddy Donald Trump is suing yet another person. He's suing Bob Woodward, the writer from the Washington Post, for publishing the audio recordings of interviews he did for Woodward's last book. Trump sat for interviews. Now he wants $49.98 million from Woodward. $50 million seemed like too much. He doesn't want to get greedy. But Donnie Losowitz took to Truth Social to lash out. Woodward, he said, this was an open and blatant attempt to make me look as bad as possible. His argument is, those tapes you made of me talking made me look bad. He's such a whiner. All he does is bitch and cry and about how unfair everyone is. The media is against me. The courts are against me. The scale in my bathroom is against me. It's... Donald Trump has been whining nonstop since 2016, and the worst part is he warned us. He told us he was going to do it.
We're going to whine, whine, whine. You people, you're going to be sick and tired of whining. You're going to say, Mr. President, please, we can't take it anymore. You're whining too much. And I'm going to say, I don't give a damn. We're going to keep whining 100%.
Oh, man. The art of the squeal, right? Oh, George Santos today, if you've been following this story, you know how wonderful it is, announced that he will recuse himself from committee assignments as the ethics investigation into whether he has any plays out, which is good because recusing himself will allow him to spend more time with his husband, Chris Hemsworth. And though it seems pretty clear that most of his fellow Republicans do not want any part of him, he wants everybody to know. He wasn't told. This was a decision he made by himself.
Did McCarthy tell you to step
away
from the committees? Or
nobody
did
tells me
Trump?
To do anything. I made a decision on my own that I thought best represented in the interest of the vote.
But what prompted that? I mean, there's...
Guys, you got to relax. You're assaulting me at that point.
Mr. Santos, why do you make a decision today?
Now, he's definitely getting his steps in. I know that for sure. This guy, we also got some good stuff from his ex-boyfriend, a gentleman named Pedro, who shared some interesting bits of tit about lover boy George.
He never showed that he was a psychopathic liar that he's showing to be right now. He was so sweet. He was very caring.
But Pedro has since realized he looked past red flags, telling us he didn't learn until months into their relationship that Santos was still married to the woman seen in this photo, who Pedro at the time was sharing an apartment with.
He said a lie, he gets caught on the lie, and then he says another lie to cover up that lie.
Here's Santos with Pedro's family for a Christmas celebration. This is when Pedro says Santos gifted him with tickets to Hawaii that he later learned did not exist.
I actually called Delta myself, and they told me that there was never a single payment made.
Wait, Hawaii doesn't exist? About that. Oh, I like Pedro a lot. And by the way, not knowing your boyfriend is married to your female roommate isn't really a red flag so much as it's an air raid siren, but... So now with this story after story after story coming hard and fast, George White Washington sat for a lengthy interview today with the friendly faces at One America News, who turns out weren't as friendly as he hoped they would be.
As a public office holder, is there any scenario in which you feel it is okay to lie?
No, I don't think lying is excusable ever, period. Right? That there's no circumstance, especially if you're legislating for the American people right now. So what I might have done during the campaign does not reflect what is being done in the office.
Right. I may have lied to get here, but now that I'm here, it's not like I'm going to do it again.
What would you say, George, that you would have done differently?
I wouldn't have lied about the education. I would have just fought like hell to get that nomination and to be the...
But in that same sentence, you've also said that you don't believe you would be sitting in this chair right now as Congressman George Santos if you didn't lie.
It's catch 22, but if I can do it all over again, I would change that one aspect and I'd just fight harder.
Just like when I fought Apollo Creed back in... It's a real catch 22. I lied 22 times and I got catched. That's how. But he did admit that he wouldn't be a congressman if he hadn't lied. But yeah, it seems like an easy fix. Just resign. Don't be a congressman. Next time around, tell the truth and run again. You don't have to live with this. By the way, we have a The guy and I, just for a second, I thought maybe George Santos was here in our audience, but George... That's not the real Santos. That's like a mall Santos. That's it. There are so many kooks out there, but tonight, I would like to focus on the kook in here in our building, and there he is, the My Pillow Man. He's ready in the claw machine.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.